This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, February 14th. God's word for you today is every week. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, and it says, "There are friends who pretend to be friends, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." Yesterday, we looked at the first habit for spiritual traction, and that is to get time with God every day. We are to withdraw just like Jesus did to spend time with God. How often? Every single day. Number two, get together with believers every week. Get together with other believers. How often? Every week. How? Join a life group, house fellowship, fellowship with other believers, join a small group, join a department in church, be in a group where your name is known and know other people's names. What is the reason, the routine, and the result? The reason is rooted in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, and it says, "Let us not give up the habit of meeting together. Instead, let us encourage one another." The routine is Acts chapter 5, verse 42, and it says, "Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house." The temple courts meetings for the large group worship and corporate church worship, then the house-to-house meetings for small groups, fellowship, life group fellowship. You need both to be spiritually strong and to have spiritual traction. The large group is for corporate worship, and the small group is for interpersonal fellowship, and that is so important. The result is Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, and it says, "Two are better off than one, because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help him up." The result is glaring. The God's Word translation puts it this way: two can accomplish more than twice as much as one, for the results can be much better. If one falls, the other pulls him up. There are going to be times when you will need someone else to be there for you. Trust me. Times when you just cannot go at it alone. The question is, do you have that kind of safety net in place? You do not dig a well when you are thirsty. You have that community of believers in place. Who in your life would show up right now if you had a disaster? Thank God for family, and they are fantastic, really. However, there are friends that stick closer than brothers. Do you have that fellowship, that koinonia, people who will show up for you and people who you will show up for if there is a disaster? Do you have people that, if something really bad happens to them today, know that they can count on you to stand by them? Does anybody know that come rain, come shine, they can count on you? To have spiritual traction and be strong spiritually, you need to get together with God every day, and you need to get together with believers every week. Let us pray. Father, help me sustain the habit of meeting and fellowshipping with believers weekly, and to grow in relationships that you bring into my life, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.